Welcome to our podcast. Cheers, Teddy.
Cheers. But anyways, I tweeted, I talk a lot of shit about Winnipeg, but at the end of the day, there's nowhere else I would rather call home than this great city. #, I hate Winnipeg.
Really? That's a
difference. Speaking of artists, if you dug the intro music to our show, that was actually a local band known as the Weaker Thans.
To be a part of the Grammys gift bags, as well as the Oscars.
Yeah.
So a Winnipeg company made it inside of the Oscar and Grammys gift bags, which is...
And that's huge, because then you got all the celebrities who are checking out.
Welcome to 204-411. I'm your host, Jeff Schultz.
And I am Teddy Jean Gilmartin.
I hope you guys really enjoyed our new intro that Teddy put together.
I did it!
Yeah, we wanted to create something with a little more of our aesthetic on it, and also allow me to not have to play live guitar at the beginning
every time.
I mean,
it's okay. The effort's there.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. And honestly, we were talking about how we were considering doing little miniature podcasts maybe on the side. So Anybody who enjoyed my live music that I played with John last week, I was considering doing a smaller version of that just with myself. So keep an eye out for that on our podcast thread. And hopefully I'll be able to put something up pretty soon.
We also have a new blog and Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we just set it up this week. So we'll be posting our podcasts to that new blog. So like, feel free to comment, let us know. Like, let's say you have a new brand that you heard of, something local, let us know. If you like the new intro, let us know. If you hate the new intro,
let us know. If you guys have any suggestions and things, content you'd like to see us talk about on the show, or
please,
any kind of new events in the city that you want to get a shout out, you know, let us know. We'll also be posting update pieces from any of the content that we've been talking about on the show.
Yeah.
So
at the end of the episode today, when we finish it and upload it, have it all ready to go, I'll be posting a little blog post with all the links and information to everything we've talked about. So if you want to go to an event, buy tickets, learn about a beer, because this week's episode is all about beer.
Oh yeah,
it's all about beer. We get in crunk
local
actually
beers.
We're just tasting. We're gonna have a lot of open beers after this, just have a few sips of each.
Well, I mean, we usually do, but I think this will be the focus though this time, for at least the first half.
Yeah
we got a good lineup coming up here.
We
got a few farmeries.
Yeah.
We got some pale ales. We even have a really interesting Halloween flavored beer.
It's
which
exciting.
Kind of
I honestly cannot wait to try
it. But the one thing I do want to speak about is I know last week we had my friend John come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a huge vinyl collector, and asking me if there's any great stores in the city that he should check out, and I actually told him to check out Into the Music, because personally I find that is probably the most complete vinyl store in the city.
Definitely.
And the thing that I didn't realize mostly was that they have their entire catalog on their website.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody's looking for what's new at Into the Music, go check out their website, intothemusic.ca. They have everything from their 12-inch vinyl all the way to their new CDs and DVDs and things. So they have kind of like a full catalog list, and we're talking like a huge number. Like, it's all alphabetized and it goes everywhere whoa, I don't know what that was.
A little bit weird.
Little technical difficulties.
Whoops.
This is gonna be take two, actually. We are gonna start our podcast again the next day, so we're gonna
drink more beer.
Yeah, we recorded an entire podcast last night, just me and Teddy drinking all these beers, kind of giving a review on them, and then something happened and it cut off my audio. So we're gonna do it again here, but we have a special guest again. So we have Inga.
Hello.
Inga's back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
So
she's
gonna
me again. She's just a really big alcoholic and she couldn't stay away, so.
Yeah,
yes.
She heard we were gonna do this again for one night, so she had to
I had to be in on it,
yeah.
So.
Totally, but
I'll
just finish with what I was speaking about in the last podcast. The Into the Music website is a super great catalog for people to check out if they're looking for something new or used in vinyl, CDs, DVDs, music DVDs and things. I'm a huge big music DVD fan myself. I like to kind of sit back and watch some concerts on the big screen and pretend like I'm there. They always have a lot of really different cuts and stuff. So check out the intothemusic.ca website or their store in, I'm not sure if I spoke about, it's 245 McDermott, just on the second level, right at the corner of King and McDermott.
It's just a cool place to check out.
Yeah, a really good cultural place, you know.
Yeah.
So, we got a good show coming up here. We got a few different things.
We're going to drink so much beer again. I cannot wait.
Yeah, so let's get on that. What are we having right now? Okay. We got the first beer already in our glasses, actually.
Yeah, we've already begun the process. We couldn't wait.
Cheers again there, ladies.
Jeff's already finished his.
Yeah, already finished mine. So this is the...
It's Farmery.
Yeah. Local homegrown favorite.
Yeah. The cool thing about Farmery is that their slogan is as homegrown as they get. So they try to do everything as natural as possible and as like locally sourced as possible. So like all the barley that they use is literally grown right here in the prairies. It's just, it's really good. It's very light flavor. I used to not like it, actually. I'm not sure why. Maybe because I heard, I heard one time that it was not very good, so I assumed it was bad. But then I had it.
You can't always believe what you hear, you know?
So persuadable.
How do you feel about it, Inga?
I like it. I feel like it's a little bit generic, but, like, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's good. It's beer.
Really?
It's very hoppy, though.
Wow, because honestly, I find it has a very unique taste from all the other beers that I've ever tasted. But the thing that I've always noticed is it actually is a fan, or most of the time it's a fan of the ladies. They seem to really enjoy the taste of it.
Told me that last time.
Yeah. And
like,
I'm not sure.
Like, what?
And he's just like, well, that might be a little, that might just be the ladies you know, Jeff, and just like any kind of beer, right?
So.
Yeah, right, eh? So. So it's kind of like that where it's a really light drinking beer, but it still has a really nice flavor to it. So, I mean, it's kind of like drinking a meal, you know? And it is obviously kind of collected and processed all here outside of Neepwa, just about an hour and a half just north of here. Mm-hmm. And a really great story. They were on the Dragon's Den television show.
Yeah.
And they partnered with the main lady there, Arlene Dickinson. So she really is kind of their driving force between their advertising, which I would say is kind of the thing that's really put them on the map for a Manitoba beer, as a pushing it into the local, the international market,
Yeah, they have a gastropub as well. Like, Lux Saloon is directly correlated with Farmery. It's like their gastropub.
Oh, it's such a cool place, too.
It's actually really cool. I genuinely really like it. It's down on South Osborne, really close to the park theater. Oh, yeah, it's great. They have amazing, like, flatbreads. I don't know. It's really good. Remember when we had it that one time? It's, like, literally the best thing ever, and I never would have ordered it. Normally, I'm getting the best thing ever. I don't think I'd ever would have ordered it because it has things on it that I probably wouldn't like. But you get it, and it's, like, bruschetta pizza. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just love the environment there. It's kind of like got that modern feel to it. Village, kind of built into that next to all the old timey buildings and stuff. Really makes it nice. Oh, looks like Bonnie has got her some piece of someone's Canadian tuxedo there.
The profuse denim.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There is so much denim just strewn around this apartment right now.
Literally, at one point, you're all wearing the same brand of expensive jeans, all wearing denim top.
We're such stereotypical Canadians.
All our nudies.
Wow.
So,
holy man.
I don't have any denim, but I definitely have the traditional farmer,
Farmer plaid.
Yeah.
Farmery plaid.
Well, no. I had, like, a plaid shirt where, it looks like something that you pull off a tablecloth, or something like that. Something
you
maybe.
Look great, Jeff.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever. Don't tell me. Yeah, so that was Farmery. I'm going to finish mine off.
Totally. We got a bunch of different ones here.
Yeah, we have lots of different options. You want to do the. What do you want to do next? You want to do the Sultana Gold?
We should do the pumpkin one.
The pumpkin one's super good. And it's a local. Brew actually. Who does that one? Is it
Fort Garry?
It is Fort Garry.
Okay. So it's a pumpkin ale. It's called Happy Jack and it's like oaked and spice. And we weren't originally gonna buy it, but then the guy in the store was like, oh yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna give her a try.
I mean, this was actually probably my favorite beer from yesterday.
Let me just see. I'm gonna give it another chance. I don't know how I felt about it the first time.
I feel like it would pair really good with pumpkin pie.
Yes, right. We talked about that. Because
it has
a
cinnamon
a
little bit taste to it.
I think
there.
You're going to like this one, Inga. You do like darker beers as well, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Tell me how you feel about it.
Yeah, all right.
I'll pull up the story about it. They specifically, I think it's only a limited time. It's specifically for October. It says seasonal release, and it's currently unavailable to buy online for them, so they must be all out. Must be that popular.
Well, there were plenty of cans in the There's a text message. Sorry, I got my text messages hooked up to my laptop here.
So, anyways.
But yeah, so there was plenty of them at the LC that I was at, actually. So let's give this one a taste here, ladies.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. See, it has a cinnamon to it, I feel. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You like it? I thought you would. I'm not much of a fan. It tastes too sweet for me.
It tastes like they melted cinnamon hearts in it.
That reminds me of, Fireball. I don't like Fireball.
Okay.
I had a bad night with Fireball, and I just felt sick, and it was, yeah.
See, I was unwise to the Fireball until last year, because it kind of escaped me. And then once I got my hands on it, I was just like, wow, that stuff is really good, especially in the winter. But I can imagine this being a really nice beer to sit around a fire at a late, cool evening.
Yeah, well,
you
were saying
it'd
be really good with pumpkin pie, right? It'd probably good around, like, even around Christmas. I could see this being a Christmassy beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
I like it. It's got, like, just enough spice. It's, you think it's too sweet, but I like it.
It has a nice dark, like, amber color.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's brewed with real pumpkin, whole spices, and aged with oak. It's got an oaky flavor.
Well, I mean, it is definitely fairly full-bodied, but it's not a sour taste or a bitter taste, I'd say.
No.
You know,
yeah,
definitely
great.
Is kind of on the fruity side.
So, this is, Fort Garry is Manitoba's oldest microbrewery, actually, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was established in 1930, and the recipes and brewing techniques are a time-honored tradition that have been passed down through the generations. Yeah, so they've been doing this the same for...
Since the 30s, it looks
like. Such a long time. They even have a historical timeline here on their website. Like, all about the history and about the, you know, tradition of making beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always a big fan of their pale ale, or even just like the Fort Garry Light.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good experience taking a keg of that out to a festival over one August long weekend.
Ooh, I don't like this. Drink mine.
Here.
Okay.
I will take that off your hands.
Okay, yeah, I'm not into it.
But yeah, I mentioned it last time that I took this keg of the Fort Garry Light out to the Grand Beach over the long weekend, and it was just me and a bunch of my buddies. We threw it in the back of my old hatchback with a whole bunch of ice.
Yeah. Mm.
And we drove out there, and by some stroke of luck, there was a huge festival with the Beach Boys playing at it.
Yeah.
So we totally got tickets.
Literally the Beach Boys.
Yeah,
like,
I'm serious.
That's so ridiculous.
They came out of retirement. There was like 25,000 people from all over the damn place.
Oh, wow.
There.
And insane.
And just me as a, you know, 19, 20 year old guy with a keg and a bunch of my buddies. So you can
so
imagine
insane.
How that went. You
best
know.
Weekend ever.
Yeah. You
party.
Know, had to make sure we all carry each other back to the campsite after
no
the concert.
Kidding. Did you?
There was a few times actually where I was actually like kind of helped my buddy back to the campground, and I just couldn't do it anymore because he was a bigger guy, and I was just like, buddy, I just have to put you down. And I just started yelling, and all of a sudden our neighbors just kind of came out of the darkness, and they were like, oh, it's the guys with the keg, let's pick them up. And they literally put them on his shoulders, and I was so exhausted. It was like some strange, I don't know, some out of a movie.
These guys
so
are heroes.
They were. They maybe just wanted to get in on the keg. That was probably what
that's
that was
probably
going
it.
On.
But like
so.
People, I find that people at festivals are just so willing to help.
I love
like
festivals.
They're always so into it.
You know?
Ugh, one time, what happened? I think we had forgotten something, because I went to Harvest Moon last year. And we had forgotten something very important. Like, what was it? I think it was something to do with our stove. Like, we couldn't hook our stove up, and our neighbors were like, don't worry, we have that. And, like, just everyone's
totally.
So willing to help you out. Like, it's really...
Oh, hello,
my,
Bonnie.
My gosh, my cat.
I know, I had the same
oh
experience at the same festival where I was running around with a bunch of cans, and I didn't have a can opener, so I was just trying to find somebody. And
some beans.
Yeah, you know, it was literally the end of our food. We had kind of raided our pantry, and, you know, we were bachelors at that time in college, so it was like, you know, a can of stew of some sort. They were like, oh, let's just take it. We need some food at the end of the weekend, maybe. I don't know. We run through all the food. And so I'm walking around, and all these nice older people were partying with their campers and things, because they knew what was going on. They took me in, they gave me some food, all this fruit, and actual, you know.
Like actual food.
Actual
what
food.
You should have packed.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were just like, you gotta be eating this crap anymore,
yeah.
Jeff. Just like some sort of, you know, click or something, you know, canned meat. So.
Canned meat.
But were you going to play
that's
that song?
Disgusting. Oh, yeah.
I think we should play a
you
little.
You want to listen to?
I wish it was a Good Vibration.
Good Vibrations. All right. Here we go. Let's go. Oh, no. It works. Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
Okay, we're going to listen to
one
I
chose.
Nice.
That's one I chose.
Maybe 1920. I'm not.
And the Beach Boys came.
Yeah.
You're not that old.
Hey, you know what? I'm not sure if it was all of them. I'm pretty confident Brian Wilson was there, who is the Beach Boys in most sense. You know, like, he wrote all the songs, and at a certain point, he was really just handing arrangements to the Wrecking Crew, the session musicians out of LA that kind of...
Do you know so much about music, Jeff?
Well, I mean, I love it. I'm just kind of a music file historian, and it really, like, lends itself to being a guitarist, too. I mean,
definitely.
I'm not sure if anybody has seen it yet, but last night after our podcast, I went home and was still jazzed up.
Another podcast.
Yeah, I did my own little kind of spiel with my guitar and kind of listened to a little bit of music, talked about some of my musical history and things, and that's called Jeff's Musical Corner.
It's like
so,
half an hour, too.
I don't know if it's that long. I mean,
it is.
Well, whatever. Most of it is some good tracks.
We didn't need to re-record this podcast. We just could have counted that.
I guess. Oh. Maybe that's why Dan let us off the hook for you know, having technical difficulties or something like that.
Oh, that's so funny.
But yeah, so let's talk about a few Halloween events while we're on this beer, because I know that the big day is coming up in the next little while, and I want to talk about a few events for maybe some parents or some people with some kids, or even just somebody who wants something fun to do. Obviously, the Maize and Corn is going on. It's just down on St. Anne's, just south of the city. And they have a haunted forest there. There's a zip line, a maze in Corn with a whole bunch of towers that you can kind of like go up in if you seem to end up getting lost. They have a petting zoo. There's a kind of a pyramid and things. They have fire pits
pyramid.
And stuff. Yeah, it's like a pyramid made of like bales.
Also,
it's not
fun fact,
that fantastic.
We have
but...
a videographer here. So if you hear walking, that is, we're famous.
Yeah, and you can
we're
also watch
deal,
the time
actually,
lapse.
Yeah.
Of me and Teddy drinking all the beers from last night.
Yeah,
because
it's there.
Yeah, we had a
doing
video going.
2.0.
Yeah, so there's proof that we did the whole thing.
That's
you know?
True. Maybe that's a good way to prove
yeah.
that we actually did it.
But anyway, moving on, we also have the Six Pines Haunted Attractions. I've actually never been there. It's kind of like a little like farm just north of the city. So 4 kilometers north of the perimeter on Sturgeon Road. And it's got 4 new indoor attractions. Bunch of different things that they kind of do there, like a cemetery and stuff.
Cemetery.
The Rocky Horror is going on at the Park Theater.
Yes, which we're gonna go to. That's the plan.
I'm gonna go at least. Like I've always enjoyed going to Rocky. And
my friend Elizabeth is acting in it.
Really?
Yes.
Who is she gonna play? Is she gonna be
Janet? I don't
know
who she is.
Oh,
I haven't
Lord.
Talked to her about it.
Do we get to yell slut at her?
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, we're
she
talking.
Is so brilliant. I'm in love with her. I used to work with her at
Skills.
Yeah, she is fantastic, and she's the least slutty, so it'll be hilarious.
Well, like, I was talking to Inga before the podcast started about the Rocky Horror Show, and, like, I always enjoyed the call and response, and you'd said that you'd never really seen it live, so...
No, but I know that it's a very, like, interactive show.
Totally.
So people dress up and get involved.
Well, I mean, obviously,
dressing
like...
up is the dream.
That's what everybody sees, I think, but there's the whole thing where there are things that the audience are supposed to yell out at the screen or at the actors when they come on screen or they start doing things, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like I mentioned before, you gotta yell slut at Janet.
Should we research it before you...
Well, you could look them all up. I can't remember all of them, but there are a whole bunch of different things that you're supposed to say at certain times in the movie.
Okay, well, I need to know that.
Yeah, well, you should check...
I wanna be really into it.
But yeah, so that's going on the 23rd. Or 22nd, I'm sorry, at the park. And all the way to the to the 1st of November? Or the 3rd?
November?
Yeah.
I think it's the 1st. But probably, I can check if you want.
I can't remember. But yeah, so it's going on right now all the way up until Halloween. So that's going to be a great show. They also have, what was the other one that I want to talk about? The Haunted Hangar that's going on at the Royal Aviation Museum of Western Canada.
Fun.
Kind of geeky, I'm sure. It's the...
I'm
such a nerd, you know. But I always liked going to the Aviation Museum when I was a kid. My dad, he was in the Air Force, and he'd take me down there, and they had all the old planes and things, and they also had, like, this flight simulator, so you could pretend like you were in a cockpit, like, taking off and coming down, and, you know,
that's
I mean...
Really cool.
It was kind of, I think...
Weren't you saying that you were not very good at it, or that you were really good at it?
Well, I mean, it was one of those things that you couldn't really have a lot of fun. It was just you had to fly it
you
very calmly and
it.
Safely. You couldn't, you know, crash it or pull any G maneuvers or anything. Like, it would just immediately be like, wrong, you know? So,
you suck at this.
Yeah, so that's going on the 29th and the 30th, and that's at 958 Ferry Road, if you haven't been there. That's the Royal Aviation Museum of Western Canada. So, super cool.
Really neat.
And, it, like, I like going to museums just for the fact that they have so much history there that we didn't even know was in our city, you know? But I'm assuming that it's here because we used to have Royal Command headquarters for the longest time during the Cold War. And that's something that maybe people don't realize about the hockey team, the Jets. That's why they're called the Jets, is because we had Air Command here.
I knew that.
Yeah, and that's why
that
the logo is the Jet, actually. So during the Cold War, because there was the threat of nuclear apocalypse, they didn't want to have all of our assets in one place. Like, if we had the military and the government both in Ottawa, there could be one target for the enemy. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they split it all up. So we had the Air Command.
My dad was in the Air Force for like 1,000 years.
Well, that's probably why you're here, because he was probably at working for the base.
How
yeah?
do I not know anything about my own family?
Well, that's okay. I mean, it happened quite a bit a long time ago, because when the Cold War ended and then there was decommissioning in the 90s, the Air Command did move out to Ottawa because there wasn't that threat. But that's why all that's here, and that's why the Aviation Museum is here. So go check it out. It's really cool. But let's get another beer going here, because I got an empty glass.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we're going to try the Sultana Gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's a North American blonde ale. It's through Lake of the Woods Brewing Company. I'm pushing it out. Here we go.
Oh, this is that super popular brewing company that I always see. They have them.
Yes. And yeah, you have not been there, have you?
I haven't been there, but I always see their logos on people's sweaters or hats and stuff around the city. You know, they're
it's everywhere.
They have really good branding.
Yeah, I was saying that. I work at Davis Tea.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll get that for you.
Literally, when someone comes in and they have that logo, I can instantly strike up a conversation with them, and it's incredibly easy to talk to them. Like, they're just so interested in the local culture of Kenora that, yeah, they're just so willing to talk to you about it. Either they have a cottage around there, or they live there, or anything.
Well, that's a beautiful can. Cheers,
great.
Guys.
Cheers.
Okay. Can you hear my cat purring?
Aww. Bonnie wants some Sultana Gold.
No, you don't want to play that.
She's like standing on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really good. And like, just like it was yesterday, it's got very little aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice and crisp.
Very clean, crisp.
Yeah.
It's just, it's named after the Sultana Gold Mine, which is actually located in Kenora, which I didn't know.
That's so cool.
It contains malted
wheat. I always wanted to be a prospector.
A prospector?
Yeah, like when you drive out there, sometimes you see like claims on the side of the road. I always think, oh man, what if that was me? I could strike it rich.
What if that was me?
Some minerals or something, you know?
Gold in the gold. I have a lot of money. Okay, I'll stop. there's a lot of abbreviations on here. It's in the beer profile as well, but I'm not 100% sure what that means. It has ABV and it says 5%. ABU is 15 and R. It doesn't have any information about it. That's what it just is on their website. So if you're a beer drinker, you probably will know what those things are.
Yeah, if you're a beerophile, maybe an IBU of 15 tells us that the aftertaste or the maltiness or something. I'm not sure, but it's a really nice sipping beer, and I could totally see this being something I could drink quite a bit of in an evening. Like,
yes, our videographer wants to say something.
If you go to the Half Pint Beer Tour, you figure out what all those words mean.
Oh, speaking of which,
yes,
we need to talk about that. Thank you, Evan.
Do you
want
to wait till you get to Half Pint Beer?
No. We didn't buy any because they don't come individually. So we don't have like one of the most classic Winnipeg breweries, St. James. So like Half Pints, because like.
Well, we bought 8 beers and they were all King cans,
beers,
and then
like,
we were gonna get another can, and then we got school tomorrow. And, you know, but,
yeah, so we didn't buy any.
Yeah.
But Inga, tell us about the tour.
Ah, yes. Okay, so Half Pints Brewery, it's, where is it? It's close. Yeah, it's like not far from Polo, just off St. Matthews. So every Saturday at 1:00, they do like a free tour of the brewery.
Oh, that's so cool. And you get beer, do you not?
Yeah, the whole time you get to drink free beer. You get to try like all the different...
Honestly,
it's so great. And the CEO of the brewery, he's the one that does the tour. So he kind of talks about like the history of Half Pints and how they started and like all the different like beers that they have. So like your classic like St. James Pale Ale, they have the
Little Scrapper.
Bulldog. Right now they have like a special edition.
They're always doing custom stuff. That's one thing about
them.
They
are. Yeah. Yes. One time at the Handsome Daughter, they just had one keg. Mm-hmm. And it was like, this is the only thing that, like, the only keg of this beer that will ever be made. And
yeah.
It was so delicious.
Yeah, they do that a lot, actually.
Wait, what are you laughing at?
It's like a custom keg. The one keg.
Custom keg.
Just like, there will never be another one.
The holy grail of kegs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is like a fantastic piece of art, you know, that's...
I'm very enthusiastic.
No,
oh,
like
yeah.
I
we
like
love
it.
Our beer.
I love beer.
Okay. I'm just like, you know how they got their own Handsome Daughter cake? That's pretty nice.
Yeah, they're fancy. They're fancy.
Well,
they're
fancy, huh? They really like doing stuff for local events, like for the U of W roll call event. Like,
what was that?
So there was this show right at the beginning of the school year at U of W for...
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's called Roll Call. Royal Canoe was there, and Half Pints like had like a special beer that they had just for
cool.
that night. I don't remember what it was called.
It's a really cool way to promote your business is create like special edition things that you can only get that day, and that really like intrigues people. They want to be there. They want to try it.
Did they call it U of Canoe?
Oh, no, I didn't, but that's good.
We've
that's
been
good.
Having bad Sunday.
I saw you formulating that joke so hard. Like, you're just like rubbing your
I'm
face
like,
oh, wait. Wait,
don't want to interrupt.
Shut up and they could talk. I can talk.
I can make some cheesy joke.
Yes.
It was good. That was good, though.
No, it wasn't.
That was fine.
Pun fun. Woo, yeah.
But so every Saturday, 1 p.m.
Yes. So
free tours.
Free tour.
You get free beer.
And you get free beer. Mm-hmm. It's really great. Yeah, so they just take you around the brewery. He talks about, you know, like the whole brewing process. You get to, like, see the huge vats that the beer is brewed in, like it's
things,
yeah, it's really really interesting. And right now they have this special edition sweet mead, and it's really really good. It's very sweet. Have you guys ever had mead before? It's
no,
like
it's sweet.
Yeah, it's not a beer. It's not a wine.
It's honey, right?
It's, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I've had
honey beer. I've had like Boddington's or Poddington's or something like that. It's very different, you know. With the honey-based beer, it's got like...
Honey-based beer?
Well, yeah, it's like they
is
use...
Is it syrupy? I feel like it'd be syrupy.
No, it's quite sweet, you know? It has a tinge of honey, but it's like they use honey to ferment it, and then it's very clear, you know? Like, it's like drinking a clear beer, you know?
Yeah, they used local honey for it. I think.
Oh, really? That's
yeah,
cool.
I forget the name of the producer or whatever, but anyways, he said that... You know, in the batch that they made of this sweet meat, there was like $20,000 worth of honey in it or something.
No
something
way.
Ridiculous like that. Yeah, but anyways, it's really, really delicious. And, it, you know, I had a fun time getting a little bit day tipsy with my family.
Money, thank you so much for taking me here.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time.
Yeah, it was great.
Cool.
That's my drunk impression, is it bad?
No, it was pretty accurate, actually.
No, you don't
yeah.
Like it. Okay.
So if you're looking for some fun for the whole family on a Saturday afternoon,
all of age, yes.
Yes.
You know, some for grandma, grandpa, kids,
oh,
everything.
I could not imagine.
Yeah, hit up the Half Pints Brewery. It's a really good time.
Sweet.
While we're here, while we're talking about something super Canadian, something as local as possible, let's do a local artist.
Totally. Who you got there?
Yeah, I got Del Barber.
Oh,
we've talked about Del
good.
Barber a few times, but this is one of my favorite songs. He talks about Winnipeg and like Boisvane in this song. It's so awesome. I like to hum along. So it's called Tell Me Where to Start.
We got any more of that, what do we got there?
Where did you go? I think we're out.
Oh, the Sultana has been extinguished.
This warm heart, you need a friend, just Tell me where to start.
Love that slide guitar.
So good.
It's so good.
When I was 12, I fell madly in love with cold, hard music, skates and sticks and pucks. So I set out to make myself a name in every rink with a band.
Du Bois of Aim.
You'll be Gretzky and I'll be Messier. Nothing can stop me.
I think I'd rather be Messier too. You can take Gretzky for sure. Mark Messier.
Of course.
Tell me where to start.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything. I can sing things.
And you sing beautifully.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. You play guitar nice.
Thanks. And so does Dell. He's got a really haunting voice. Really nice lyrics as well. Bonnie wants attention.
How do you fit the word boys of
Aim? What did he rhyme it with?
I don't know. Winnipeg to Boys of Aim is what he said. I don't know what he rhymed it with or if he rhymed.
There's probably some sort of lyricism in there that goes together.
I doubt it.
It was really, like, we listened to it yesterday, but I think that's a really nice song. And it's got such Winnipeg lyrics to it, you know?
Yeah, I love it. It's so local. Okay, so let's try another beer. You want to do Detour?
Yeah, let's do Detour. And I want to play another slide guitar song because that really got me in the mood to listen to some more slide guitar.
Okay.
And this is a guy that he's not coming to town anytime soon, but I've seen him a few times in Winnipeg.
Who is he?
He's Harry Minx, actually.
Oh, Harry Minx. Yes, yes, yes. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, if you don't mind. I'll just tell everybody about him. He's a Canadian artist out of Salt Spring Island. He lives out there on the artist community. And he has this amazing style. He's blended kind of southern blues with eastern kind of sitar ragas,
like,
that are
very
hypnotic.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's almost like a religious experience seeing him, to tell you the truth. Like, the sound that comes out of his guitar, because he's just a one-man band, kind of, where he's got a kick drum on the ground, he's got a slide guitar, he plays harmonica, and then sings. Occasionally, he kind of has an extra musician or a pianist or something come and just do some licks and things, but mostly it's just his show, and it's just so haunting. So let's listen to a little bit of Crazy Love. This is my favorite song, and actually I've heard this a few times. So this is the live version. It doesn't really do him justice because it's coming off a laptop, but it's a beautiful rendition of an old Van Morrison song called Crazy Love. And
we have it posted on our blog post too, so
yeah.
If you want to give it a really good listen, it's a good tune to check out.
Yeah, and he's the kind of artist that once you hear one of his songs, you really want to check out some more of his, because they all have that flavor to them where it's just like super relaxing. Like, you can listen to it at the cabin and it blends with anything. Hello, Bonnie. Bonnie is hanging out on the top of Inga's shoulders right now. You're such a cute little girl.
I mean, last time we did this episode, she was not as much as a hassle, but I mean...
She just wants attention, I think. That's the big thing.
She's an attention seeker.
But we opened a beer during that.
We are drinking Detour.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hoppy and fruity.
It is. I like the... Usually I'm not much of a hop fan. Like, I don't like hops whatsoever. Like, it almost tastes, like, sour to me.
Okay.
But I genuinely enjoy... enjoy this beer. Yeah, it has definitely a fruity flavor, though. I like it.
It's not as strong as the Muskoka we had yesterday. We had the Angry Tom.
Oh, we had the double Angry Tom.
Oh, it was double. Yeah, it was very...
Yes.
He was very mad.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, he was so
and it was a,
mad.
It was a higher percentage. It was like an 8.4.
It was a really...
I think Teddy realized it was that.
No,
so.
I was like, wait, I don't want to drink this. Let's go on a hunt. Yeah, this is... this is a little bit different, I'd say.
Yeah, it's much lighter, but it still has a good body to it, you know? Like, it's... It's not super clear, so...
It's an IPA.
You know.
It says, we took a left turn from normal IPA, dry hopping it to create a truly sessionable brew with a rewarding aroma. That's the second time we've seen sessionable.
People gotta get sessioned, you know?
What's sessionable even mean?
I have no idea. I'm assuming it's you're gonna sit down and have a BS drinking session.
Drinking sessionable brew with a rewarding aroma, big hot flavors, and clean finish. The result is a perfect way to quench your thirst for the unexpected.
Well, you know, I mean, the Muskokas definitely have that kind of craft beerish taste to them, where these are the kind of beers that I could see someone going up just sitting and drinking a whole bunch of different crafted beers.
And just trying the different flavors, yeah.
Yeah, because they're so different, like, flavorful, you know.
Mm-hmm, they are.
That was
a
very poorly crafted
idea.
Sentence,
I'm
sorry.
I understood.
Yeah,
I care about you.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't usually like IPAs just because they're so hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is good. It's good. It's not too bitter. It's a little bit fruity.
It is. I think the fruit really, like... balances out the hop,
mm-hmm.
you know, because usually I'd be pretty like.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I don't think I could drink a lot
it's
of this,
kind of a...
but this is
no,
nice.
No, that I've never got it. I've never had more than one in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I also love the branding. Like that's part of the reason why I drink.
Oh
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the Lake of the Woods logo. They've done an awesome job, but the way that Muskoka Brewery has branded themselves is
very outdoorsy. Like
very
on the can, there's like trees all over it, and like.
And
some
the,
little
their
hiker
logo
people.
Is the Adirondack chair, and I love
mm-hmm.
that. It reminds me of like the
like
Adirondack
Lake of the Woods.
Chairs. Yeah, exactly. Like it reminds me of my cottage,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have a cottage on Lake of the Woods anymore, but I used to. And my grandpa made these Adirondack. I mean, I have a cottage still. It's still really good. Anyways, my grandpa hand built a lot of things, like chairs, tables, this trunk that we're using right now.
On the way.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's in like. Such a craftsman. So he made Adirondack chairs so similar to the logo. So it just reminds me of him and all that, you know, good memory of the lake.
Totally.
It's brilliant. I love it. They've done a great job. And the color of this as well, like the
mm-hmm.
David's Tea teal kind of color.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe
it's
it.
It's a really
fun.
Nice, like,
they all
like
have
aqua.
Very
aqua,
aesthetic
green.
To them, you know.
Yeah. They,
yeah.
they did an awesome job of branding themselves to look appealing for those lake folk.
The lake folk.
The lake folk, like me.
The Muskoka lake folk.
The Muskoka lake folk.
Yeah.
It's getting later and I'm getting crazier.
Well, that's okay. This is the second time we've done this in a row.
Losing it.
Yeah, and not to mention, you did a 3-hour radio shift before we did this.
I did, and it was awful. I suck at radio. I'm the worst. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
So literally, between the two of us, we probably have done almost 7 hours of live radio in the last 2 days.
Well, not live. This is not live.
That's all right. Well, it's pretty live.
Radio.
I mean,
we're gonna put it up as soon as we're done, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do a lot of cutting to this. It's not like,
it's
you know...
It's pretty just... It's a natural conversation. That's
yeah,
what we try to put
like,
up, that it's just a flow.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
what you hear is what you get. I mean, what we put out there, if you were sitting
what
in the living room... Yeah, I mean, it's not like we cut out a whole bunch of swears or any, like, weird
nope.
bits or something
it's
like that.
There.
It's just
it's all there.
Preparing
all
ourselves for
my
see.
Mom to hear.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to market... this as well, so more and more people are going to hear my swears, so.
Well, that's okay. In moderation, I think anything can be good, so, you know, that's the way that goes.
So, yeah, this
but,
is a great beer. I really liked, I like the flavor. I like the light color. It's definitely different than what we've been looking at.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are more amber colored, a little bit darker. This one's a quite a light, it looks like a wheat beer,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Like, have you had Hoegaarden before? Or
of course,
Hoegaarden?
Yeah, I love Hoegaarden.
Yes,
so good.
Really
some, like,
it,
coriander
mm-hmm.
in there.
It just, the flavor
spices.
Doesn't remind me of it, but the color, the tone of the beer reminds me of that. It's really good.
I'm gonna have to go and have a whole garden again and try that coriander there. I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah, it's got some like coriander and I think like orange.
Really?
It's really, really cool. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really interesting beer. Very
I mean, I usually am just evident when I go to Teltonen to see some of my Austrian friends, and usually that's just trying to survive at that point, you know. Those guys, they can drink.
Trying to survive.
Oh, man, like... I remember this story of this one guy. He spent his 27th birthday in the elevator of a parkade because he drank he went to some farming convention. First off, he's down there checking out tractors with his brother, and they're drinking like pints of dark beer, and they're out in the town and things, and then they end up going back to the hotel, and his brother was just like, I'm gonna take a leak here in the parkade, and he's like, okay, well I'll just meet you inside. And so he thought he was behind him, but he somehow didn't realize where he was and thought he was in another parkade. So he kind of just spent the evening in the elevator. And then whenever he
sounds like The Hangover.
It was. Oh, and literally, when the hotel guests came out, he was in the elevator and standing there. He's like, what floor, sir? Because he didn't know what to do until his brother showed up. He's like, what are you doing in here, man? Like, well, where? What do you mean? Where am I? It's just like, you're in the hotel... parkade. Like,
that's
just
messy.
How that's how some of those guys do it out there.
That's crazy.
So. But they're good boys. So.
All right, so
we got on your list there, Teddy.
Well, I'm gonna start moving on to a few other things as we finish this beer, and then we'll talk about the last beer that we have.
For sure.
We have two more left. Holy man!
Sure. Well, I think you should talk about that. The hub thing that you had last week.
I'm going to talk about the hub.
I'm going to
also talk about the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation really quick. I'll do them both.
And of course, you're Gilmore Girls. You can't miss
them. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Well, it's happening right now. It's happening as we speak. So, yes. So, part of the reason why I couldn't be there tonight at the Handsome Daughter, they have a trivia night.
Teddy's going to beat me after this
podcast
that I made her
miss
Gilmore Girls night. Oh,
no. No. Okay. So, every Wednesday, The Handsome Daughter has a trivia night, and they do a different show every week. So Inga and I love the Gilmore Girls. Oh my lord.
Lorelai? Like,
she's
I want to be like Lorelai when
like,
I grow up.
Well, immortalize me. I am Lorelai.
Yeah, it's true.
That's who I am.
That's actually, yeah. It's pretty accurate.
She talks so fast. She's absolutely ridiculous. She
mm-hmm.
hates eating vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. She drinks an inordinate amount of coffee. And I used to as well before I could even tell me problems. So, anyways. So, tell me problems. Lorelai Gilmore is me. You can be Rory.
Okay.
Because you're a lot smarter than me.
Well, not so much smart as, like, responsible. I'm the responsible
right,
one.
Yeah, right, you lost your milky. Okay. So, the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation. So, they're doing this thing right now. Involving a lot of QR codes. So interesting architecture around the city, they have placed these big architecture stickers with a QR code on them. So you can scan the QR code, which I've been told the QR codes are dead, especially by Kenton Larson. However, I don't know. Apparently they're not dead because the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation are using them. So you scan the code with your phone, and all of a sudden you get all the information about the building right on your phone. It's really interesting. So one of my favorite stores, Tiny Feast, is part of it. There's tons of places, like Red River College, our campus is a lot of places in the Exchange on Market Avenue, kind of in the same area, are all a part of this QR code scanner thing. So check it out. Just
cool.
Scan. You don't have to do a lot. You don't have to do a tour or anything, but if you see one, give it a scan.
Yeah, I mean, those are those kind of black and white square little...
Yes, the little dudes.
I don't know how to describe them. They almost look like a barcode, but in a square form.
Yes.
And what you do is you have an app that you just kind of scan. I think if you just go to the App Store and press QR code, it'll pull up.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it's like a call and response thing where you just, if you see it on a building, you put it up there, and then it brings up all the architectural information and history. And it's kind of like a guided tour of the city, so...
Oh, it's really interesting. It's a good way to see Winnipeg's architecture.
Yeah, and then at your own pace, too. I mean, you don't always have time to go on a tour and things. Like, sometimes just booting around down the Exchange and you see some building that you were like, hey, I wonder if that's actually 100 years old. It turns out
it
probably is, you know?
And get all the history. So that's the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation QR code tour. Do it. Second, so on every Thursday night at the Fox and Fiddle, which is downtown, it's right on Main Street. Mr. Evan Bergen over there, he makes the videos for this thing called The Hub. So yeah, every Thursday, it's like an art thing. What do you?
It looks more fashion-y to me.
It's networking.
Come here.
Explain The Hub, Evan.
So it's, I guess, mainly a networking event, but it's networking, music, and fashion all in one.
Okay.
So they always have some DJs there. I think this week they're having some live performers. There's also fashion focus. So last week they featured a local fashion guy, Leonard Taylor. Fashion guy is the wrong word. He makes clothes.
He's a fashion designer.
He's a designer. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leonard Taylor before that was Aldo Formal Wear. This week they're featuring photographer
Janelle Baldwin.
Okay.
Fantastic photographer.
Yeah. And Leonard Taylor, or Leonard? Leonard?
Let's go with Leonard because there's two N's.
It sounds very fancy.
Yeah.
It's probably fancier if we say Leonard.
Sorry if we got it wrong.
Sorry, Leonard. So, yeah, like Janelle's photographs, beautiful. Leonard's clothes, stunning. Like, I don't have any money. So I was looking at all the clothes and I wanted to buy them all, but I could not because, I mean, they're locally made and they're, you know, they're fashion. So they're not like overly pricey, but they're not like Forever 21 shit that you're just going to spend $2 on, right? So,
well, he's a designer. I mean,
exactly.
He's doing independent designing. So, I mean, you're going to get, you know, kind of a piece that he's put time into and, you know, I'm not sure if he would be stitching it himself, but I'm sure
he stitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's the only tailor.
So there you go. I mean,
so
you're getting a custom tailor from a designer.
Yeah, he custom makes stuff.
Wow.
For you.
I should go get some nice shirts or something, maybe. That'd be kind of cool.
And it's a really cool party. Like, honestly, I went there, like, Evan was busy, like, videoing, and I was just on my own, and I met so many awesome people. I met the animator who does all of his videos, and just
he animated a music video for a local band, SC Mira.
Okay.
SC Mira?
SC Mira.
I need to write that down.
Okay.
You're just dropping these
nuggets.
When was this the Hub event? I can't remember.
It's
every
Thursday.
Every Thursday at the Fox and Fiddle.
And they have something different every time. So, yeah, this Thursday, so tomorrow, Evan and I will be there. Inga's going to come too.
Cool.
It's going to be a big party, well, always. and we're going to look at some photos.
Totally.
Do some art.
And I mean, the Fox and Fiddle is such a nice venue too.
Sorry?
It's like got all the marble.
It's a fashion show as well. There's a walkway.
Oh, there's a walkway? Okay.
Oh my. I better look good.
Fashion
it's
photography
such a party.
And fun.
It's a party, literally, but it's like quite, it's very fashionable. Like,
totally.
It's very vogue, like very metropolitan. So I wore like a very formal dress last time and I fit in like very well.
Oh, I could see
so.
That you could probably wear anything except for maybe just like Dirk McGirt stuff.
Well, you gotta look nice. Like, literally, our friend Troy, who goes, he wears a tux every time.
A tux? Oh,
like with a bow
tie. I don't
even
have a tux. I could wear some striped pants, maybe.
Yeah, so no tablecloth.
I can't look like I pulled it off
no.
on the tablecloth.
Take that thing off. You can't wear it.
Nice.
You have to wear something sexy and backless.
Mm.
Oh, okay. That actually reminds me of a funny video I saw today where it was just like, what if Halloween for guys was the same as it was for girls?
Oh,
and it was literally the dudes
so
just like
slutty.
Tripping about it. It's just like, you want me to look good, don't you? And he's got like a football helmet on and his mascara done and just like a Speedo. It's like, this is my costume, slutty football player.
I'm not wearing anything.
And then, you know, of course, there's the one who comes in and they're actually wearing, you know, kind of a scary costume. Like, we can't wear that and go out. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, do you have anything else to wear? No. Well, okay. We're going to be a sexy schoolboy. So,
a sexy schoolboy.
Yeah, and then they go to the party, and they're walking around, and all the chicks are hollering at them. They're like, wow, I love Halloween. Look at these guys, you know, look at the legs on that guy and stuff. And then they pretty much just end up being at home watching scary movies together and saying that Halloween's overrated. So.
Crack another beer.
Yeah, what you got there?
I have Warthog, which
Warthog.
I have so many things to talk about still. Woo, we gotta hurry. Okay, so this is Warthog. It's a Big Rock Brewery. It's made in Calgary. I have a fantastic story about Big Rock Brewery.
That's right, award winner.
I'm an award winner. Yeah, actually I am. That sounded like I was being sarcastic, but I am.
Yeah, Teddy, don't be modest. Like, you guys did a great job.
Thank you. It was poorly shot, but I mean, the idea was good. Basically, for our advertisement class, our teacher Kenton Larson, come on Jeff, slow down. We're not partying here. Holy man, you gotta drive home. Okay, yes, Kenton Larson, our teacher.
Thanks, Mom.
just trying to be responsible.
I guess we do have to do some stories tomorrow in class.
We do have to do some things.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I gotta
need
to focus
tomorrow. I'm gonna talk about my story.
Yeah, tell us all about your award winning
video. Okay, so, yes, Kenton Larson, every year he makes, not makes, part of the assignment of that class
in
is
our
to
program.
Do something.
Yeah.
In the program is to do something for Big Rock Brewery. Big Rock Brewery, every year, they have a competition called the Eddies. And it is an advertising contest for people. Anybody can enter, and they make, at first, for the last couple of years, it's been print ads. And then this last year, it was a short film contest. So you got to make short films, kind of with branded content. And at the end, it would just say, you know, Big Rock Brewery. And it would, it's, you know, the advertising world is totally changing to these kind of short films that you don't know.
Yeah, they're like YouTube viral videos almost.
Kind of, yeah. Where
but
you're like
funny or emotional.
Exactly, and you're like, what is this for? And at the end you're like, oh, it's for Audi. It's for Big Rock Brewery. And it just kind of like, I don't know, it's really cool. So basically that's what my partner Matthew and I did. He's a second year pre-com with us as well. He's in advertising. He is probably my favorite person on the planet besides my mom. So we made a little short film together, and it was...
Oh, Matt's such a good guy. He's literally like a little mini Don Draper, you guys.
He is. He's so incredible
at advertising.
It's insane.
And he is so
but
cool.
But he's so
as a
genuine
cucumber.
Though, at the same time. Like, he's not like trying to like... I mean,
oh no!
Stuff.
No,
he's like,
smart as a whip,
yeah,
he's got the permanent 5 o'clock shadow that seems to be.
Literally, he shaves and it's still there, and you're like, wait. Did
yeah, like I asked him one time. I'm like, so what's the deal, Matt? He's just like, yeah, Jeff, I can't grow the beard. So this is all I got. But you know, it works. So
it's great. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, we entered our short film, and turns out we made it to the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
We were flown out to Calgary. We spent the weekend. In Calgary, we were put up in a fantastic hotel. We went to the Eddies, which is basically just a big party where they feed you beer. We watched all the other short films, and some of these short films were incredible. Like, they had to put at least $5,000 into some of these things with, like, actors and full costumes. And literally, like, all Matthew and I did was, like, use the equipment I already had, rent a few things from school, so free, and then we bought 2 puppets and some beer. So
totally.
We spent maybe $80. We probably spent just as much time, probably way more time than anyone else did because we had no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, especially for the assignment. Like, and it had to be an extra long application.
To actually enter.
Yeah,
into,
to apply
yeah.
to this thing.
Yeah, so we made ours, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was the max time it could be for the Eddies. And we made the top 10, which was brilliant. We were the only people that worked from Calgary area that made the top 10.
Tell them how you did.
And we got third.
Yes. Cheers. Teddy's third.
And at first we were like, oh, if we don't get first, we're going to be so bummed. But it was from the caliber of what was presented there, we were so blown away that we got third and that we got to meet so many amazing things. The producer, people, not things. The producer of Fargo and Hell on Wheels, he approached me and told me how great of an actress I was and gave me his card and was like, girl, you need to call me.
Was he one of the Coens?
No.
Like, because they did those movies.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I have his card. I'll show you later.
Okay.
I called him.
That would be amazing.
He didn't get back to me, but I mean,
but still, like, you're being too modest. Like, honestly, Ted, I think it's amazing. And even, like, our teachers were pretty blown away that the student project that you guys put together and just submitted to the Eddies for fun, actually made it to the finals and then got in the top 3. So
yeah,
you know,
it was great. It was, yeah.
And you guys are going up against like real like ad
People
agencies
geez,
and media
yeah.
production
and
companies
they
spend
that
so
much
money because there's
their
a
job.
Cash prize and you know
yeah,
there's
we
a lot
won $2,500, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a big prize for first too. It was like
$10,000.
Yeah.
So this year, like, yeah, we'll definitely. What did I almost say there, Gavin? Who am I talking about? Matthew. And I will enter again.
Yeah,
so,
you guys are going to do another video, eh?
Oh, definitely. I don't know if they would choose us again because we already made the top 3. But, I mean, if we make something good enough, and both of us will have another
quality.
Year of experience under our belts, and we'll see what we can do. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, I think the goal for us is to continue building relationships with them because I still follow and talk to multiple people from Big Rock on social media, and they're all about keeping in contact with us. So,
well, they're a cool company,
yeah,
too, you know, like they kind of epitomize that.
And their beer is good, as we're tasting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're like that local company that outgrew the local scene, and now they've kind of started spilling across the nationals, you know, in Canada, the rest, and we see them, so. But sorry, we're all giggling because Evan's just doing a little homework in the corner there, and he's got
some Donald Trump
action happening. A little, maybe some political homework.
Edit that out later.
I saw a little
basically.
Donald Trump man
but,
bun. That's what I was laughing about.
Okay.
Back
anyway,
on back,
we're
on, back topic.
On track.
Yeah.
We've already flown off track like 1,000 times on this.
No,
one.
We're doing okay.
2.0. But this beer's great.
I think
it's good.
Really good. I enjoy it.
I don't know what the word is because I don't know if it's hoppy. It definitely has a different flavor than what we've tasted. It's not as light. It's not IPA.
So this is the Warthog from Big Rock Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I taste some like vanilla notes in there.
Oh,
totally.
I love you. You're so good at this. Vanilla notes.
I mean,
I should be a sommelier.
You should be a sommelier.
What is that?
A sommelier is like...
Is it a professional taster?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got like tea sommeliers, coffee sommeliers, wine sommeliers.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, they taste
it's,
things.
Oh, it does have hops.
Yeah.
It's Nugget and Williamette hops. It has a malt. It's a pale, and that's what it is. It's the caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Caramel. It has that
vanilla
kind of
and caramel.
Mm.
Yes.
It's
got
definitely a darker color to it, for sure.
It's
one of the darker beers that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Medium bodied, medium carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, if you smell it, it's definitely caramelly.
It
like,
probably
mm-hmm.
pair well with like some nice smoky meat or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
or,
definitely.
Very flavorful.
Wow,
kind
this made me so hungry.
Maybe some pork or something.
I'm going out for wings after this.
Oh.
I'm so lucky. Okay.
Well, here, I want to mention a couple things just before we run out of time. Cause...
Oh, I have so many things to mention.
Okay,
too.
Well, there's one thing that I know you were really pumped on last time, and that's the Migration Farewell Concert.
Yes!
So
I'm
that's
so
coming
pumped.
up on the 25th of October, and that's out at Okamic Marsh. On at 7:30.
Yeah.
So pretty much what they have is they have the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra come out there and
so
play
cool.
Orchestral music. I'm
wait,
not sure
wait, no, we need to do
what
this.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's classical based, but I mean they might have some more kind of pop or jazz tunes. And they play in the open air while the geese are taking off.
Which is insane.
Or,
literally they're just playing.
Coming in. So
I can't even.
I hope it's going to be
that's
a good
great.
Night. I mean the weather looks like it's supposed to be decent and the sunsets are always really cool in there. So, you know. And there's also the Nitro Circus coming on October 28th.
Oh my god.
So
and then, yes, seriously,
those
okay,
maniacs.
Just a quick thing.
Yep.
The guy who was promoting this at the last Jets game was the hottest Australian I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was sitting up in the press box, because that's my internship at the Jets, is I'm part of the press box. I'm sitting over there with all those professional people, they're all wearing their tuxes and not tuxes, but like suits, and they look really fancy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm literally sitting there, and this guy's talking about Nitro Circus, and I'm like, oh no! Like, I'm like fangirling so hard. And I'm like, oh my god!
Well,
and then at one point, he took his shirt off. I don't know where it went and how he did it or why he took his
just
shirt off.
Just like bet him or something.
Oh, I don't even know. It was. You should go just to see that guy. Like I'm getting warm.
Well, if anybody hasn't seen the Nitro Circus, they do kind of like motocross stunts and things like
yeah,
that.
Really cool stuff.
Travis Pastrana, he's like, he transitioned into doing NASCAR in his last little of his career.
Right.
But him and his crew, they come and they do all sorts of crazy things. And it's not like Jackassy where they do gross things.
Exactly. You're like things that you're going to like.
You're pretty blown away at that. You're
yeah.
like, wow! Like either he is going to die after
this
he slips that school bus, like,
so cool, like yeah.
in a front flip.
No,
but you know,
they do cool stuff, but it's not to the point where you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, like I remember one time I saw them do a triple backflip on a BMX, and that was like the only one who's ever done that. So
that's cool.
Yeah, kind of extreme sports guys, and that's at the MTS Center on the 28th.
Is
so.
That all you got? I got so much.
Yeah,
stuff.
What you got, Ted?
Okay, I have so many things. Okay. So there's a Scattered Seeds craft market. There's 170 marketeers. So there will be so many people there. It's from the 16th to the 18th. So it will start on Friday. Yeah? Yeah?
I don't know the date right now. I believe that's this
yep.
Friday.
Yep. This Friday. Friday. And it's $15 for entrance. But I know that's pricey for like a craft market because usually it's free. You just go in and you buy things. But this gives you entrance all weekend because it goes on and on. And there's free music. There's beer. It's their 20th anniversary, so it's a really big event. And it's at the Red River Exhibition Place.
Cool.
So
that's out at the Like where the X is out on the printer?
Yeah, it's out there.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a drive for people who live in the exchange in Osborne, but it will be really fun. Colin Canary, one of my favorite brands, will be there, and I just want to go hang out with them because they're great people.
Totally.
Number two, there's a pop-up shop tomorrow night at Little Sister from 7 to 11 p.m. Tony Chestnut will have their fall collection there. They are they're a local brand, handmade stuff. It's clothing. I mean, it's not super duper cheap clothing. Again, similar to Lennard Taylor, where you're not going to be paying like Forever 21 prices, but you're going to get high quality.
Well, it lasts more than, you know, 6 months.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you need to kind of switch your mindset. You don't need to, but this is the way kind of Inga and I have started to think this way. We talk about it all the time that like we're going to buy things that are well made. We have to pay more, but they're going to last us a lot longer.
It's nice to have nice pieces,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Definitely. So it's not like you're gonna break the bank. I'm not trying to, you know, be so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it'll be really fun. It's at Little Sister Coffee Maker, which is 470 River Avenue. It'll just be a fun evening. Even if you don't buy anything, just go show up, have a cup of coffee, and
mm-hmm.
and just meet some really cool people. It's another great opportunity to network, similar to what Evan said about the hub. There'll be some really interesting people there to talk to. Okay.
Breathe,
deep breath, Teddy.
I have to listen.
Okay, well, I got a little more if you want to talk.
You do? No, I have more time. Okay, no, I need...
You have as much time as you want.
We can go on forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so Verde Plant Design is also new. It's a new pop-up shop. I'm going to be talking to them tomorrow, actually, for my journalism assignment, because Inga gave me the idea, because she's a brilliant goddess. Verde Terrariums. A local pop-up shop that just came up. It's beside Parlor and Antiques and Funk. Right on Main there, similar to where Fox and Fiddle is. It's all along that strip.
Okay.
It's brand new. It's just going to be around for a few months. And they have awesome plants. They're called air plants.
You were telling me about these. I think you have one, don't you?
I do. I got one. I literally spent maybe $11 on a beautiful plant that I don't even need to water. I just have to sit it in some...
Oh, that's good.
I just have to sit it in a pool of water like once a week, and it just sits there and soaks in it, and then you take it out, and it's done. Like, you're done. It's like, it's way low maintenance.
Totally.
And then there's also like a little cool
crystal.
Yeah,
crystal.
Oh.
And it was like $6. Like, it's not even expensive, and she makes beautiful things. And these air plants, again, like they don't need to be watered, so, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have roots. They just kind of float. So you can buy, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like a structure. It's beautiful little like structure that you can just like sit it on, and it doesn't have roots. It can just be a plant that's just, it's really beautiful. Check it out. It's on Main Street. They also have a website, www.verdeterrariums.com.
They look like they make a really nice apartment plant, too, versus something
soil
that
attracts
bugs and things.
We
have
this plant. It's an apartment plant.
Well, like, no, I mean, I got a whole bunch of regular plants that you'd like, you know, house potted plants. But, you know,
Then we have cats, like my loud one.
Oh, yeah.
They dig up the stuff all the time. This is a beautiful way to have plants. And not have to worry about soil or any of that.
Because that soil, the minute you dump one of those things in the ground, it's just everywhere.
Yep.
So.
Okay, the only thing left I have to mention.
Sure.
Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Cree Comm Social.
Yes.
Yes. It is on Friday. It's going to be really fun. So this social is at the Park Theater. It starts at 9 p.m. It is for specifically the Creative Communications Media Awards, the CCMAs, which sounds like the Canadian Music. It's not.
No, we're not Country Music Awards. We're
sadly
creative people, and
we're
it's our media awards.
So basically,
actually, it's not the award ceremony. It's just a fundraiser for it, right?
Well, the social is
yes.
for. But basically, the social is raising money for this event that will be happening when Jeff and I graduate. So it's basically fundraising for our graduation, for the ability to have judges there, like really important people, to judge our work, and then we get. You know, awards and prizes, and it's an expensive evening. And our dear friends Sabrina and Catherine are doing it as their independent personal project, and they're doing an awesome job. And they need people to be there, so we have enough money to continue with the plans for the CCMAs.
Totally.
It's
great
pizza.
It's gonna be a good time. You get a slice of pizza.
Tickets are $10. Good question, Inga.
And where would we buy them?
You can buy them at school, at my school, or you can just buy them at the door. As well.
So at Red River College, at the Princess Street campus, you can buy them at the merch. The Merc, not the merch.
It's like the little convenience
yeah.
store. Or you can buy them at the door. It starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10. There's free pizza.
Mm-hmm. Park Theater, and it's gonna be a great networking event. Like, mm-hmm. If you're interested in coming down, if you got any kind of like art that you like to promote, or just you want to come out and kind of shoot the shit with a whole bunch of like-minded people who really like are interested in talking about any kind of movies, culture, music, anything really. You know,
yeah.
Like that's where we are, and we're all communications people. So it's
yeah.
It's one of those events where you never really are gonna feel lonely because everyone's just gonna be chatted up with the strangers.
Totally.
So
that's all I have.
Okay.
It's been an hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully everybody enjoyed this beer episode that we've had, and you've gotten a little bit of a perspective on some of the local things.
Yeah.
What was everyone's favorite for the evening?
Sultana Gold, maybe.
Again? Because that was yours yesterday, wasn't
yes.
it?
It's still my favorite.
It's
I
still
like
yours?
It. It's
okay.
It's a classic flavor.
I mean, it was a good beer.
For me, it was a tie between the pumpkin beer and the Warthog, actually.
Oh,
yeah. We have more pumpkin beer, so you can enjoy that later.
Oh, yes.
I like the pumpkin beer again.
Yeah?
I just I like the seasonal favorite. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
It pairs really well with some turkey and some pie, and I think that really would be something that I could go for right now.
Alrighty.
I mean, right now it'd probably be more of a turkey sandwich because Thanksgiving happened, and it's now
leftovers.
Yeah, and you got the moist maker happening. So
the moist maker.
Sorry, that was a Friends reference.
Disgusting. Okay.
You guys don't know that reference from Friends,
no.
Where Ross...
We would have been awful at the trivia night about Friends.
Oh, well, pretty much what happens is Monica brings home all the turkey, and she creates these turkey sandwiches that has a gravy-soaked piece of bread in the center of it.
Oh, yes, I
and Ross refers to it as the moist maker.
Yes.
And his boss at work eats this sandwich...
Oh,
causing him to
yes.
have a pretty much a breakdown, and then he had to have like psychological evaluation, and he had
maybe
to take like a leave. I think he had a layoff or a leave
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, turkey's a pretty serious deal when it comes to the leftover sandwiches. So
all right,
but,
that was it. That's all for the show.
Okay.
That's
so
it. That's all.
Thank you guys for listening
that's
in to 204-411, and make sure you guys check out our next couple episodes because we didn't mention it before, but I'm gonna try to convince Teddy to go to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And we might do some live hits from there.
I'm gonna dress up. I'm gonna wear a Star Trek costume.
Do it. That's
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can find some
we'll
Trek
see.
Costumes and do some trivia.
I used to watch Star Trek as a child, so we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how much trivia you can do. We'll get some.
I used to put a headband over my eyes to be like that guy.
Like Geordi?
Yes. Literally, as a child, I'd be like, where are my headbands? And I'd go sit down and watch Star Trek through a headband with my parents.
Totally, totally. Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys. And
thanks.
From 204-411, I'm Jeff.
And I am Teddy Jean.
And
Jill Martin.
And I'm Inga.
Thank you so much, Inga,
thanks.
For joining us. Till next time, guys.
Bye.